spirits, Lord above, Marian. Have you quite gone off your head? My mother banged the oven door shut and straightened up, her cheeks flushed and not from baking bread on the warmest afternoon of summer. She pushed back greying hair, leaving her palm clasped across her forehead, as if to hold on to reason. I hope you didn't accept. Her voice lifted in pitch and volume. I hope you didn't say yes. Her eyes bored into mine from across the kitchen. You did, didn't you? She threw her hands up, her fingers stiff with anger. Well, you'll just have to tell them you are not going. I won't let you ruin your future because someone plants a daft idea in your head, and that's final. Oh dear, I kept my voice light. And I always wanted to know what it would be like for a maid to bring me my early morning tea and a footman to clean my shoes. It was like putting a match to brandy pudding. Her cheeks flared crimson, her eyes flashed a warning. There is no need for you to be so flippant, my girl. Not when you are about to jeopardize your career with this ridiculous jaunt down south. She threw her tea towel on the kitchen table. I don't understand you, the things you come up with. Did Lady Elgin put you up to this nonsense? Of course she did. I knew looking after her children this summer would distract you from your studies. I began to regret my first excited, heedless words. I have been offered a job teaching the Duchess of York's little girl. I reached out to her. My fingers curled lightly around her arm. She shook them off with a twist of her shoulder. Ma, would you please stop for a moment? I am trying to stop you from wrecking your life. There's a lot more to this than my going to London just because I was offered a posh job. She clasped my shoulder, a shake with each word. All your life, you have wanted to be a teacher. The intensity in her voice softened. Isn't that what all this hard work has been for? The letters of recommendation? The Moray Training College agreeing to extend your scholarship for the autumn term? Most people would give their eye teeth. So why on earth would you want to throw it all away? She drew in a breath to continue, her earnest gaze fastened on my face. My dear girl, you know as well as I do that these people, they are different. Nothing like us. Nothing. Their way of life, their money, their... She wrung her hands in her apron and stumbled into speech again. Their place in the world. They are demanding and inconsiderate to the folk who work for them. You'd be little better than one of their servants. I opened my mouth to say I would be nothing of the kind, but I shut it again. I understood her desperate need to save me from the sort of life my grandmother knew, a housekeeper to a wealthy landowning family. I haven't said yes to the job because I wanted to thrash it out with you first, you know? The way we always do? Just like this? She huffed and turned away. Come on, come outside and get a breath of air. It's stifling in here. I want to tell you everything that happened, and then you can tell me what you really think. A grunt of reluctant assent, but she allowed me to steer her through the door to our garden behind the cottage. I sat her down on an old oak bench under the kitchen window. She leaned back against the stone wall and flapped her hand in front of her face. Oof, but it's hot in that kitchen. What a summer. She looked out across the vegetable garden. Two ducks glided in to land on the surface of the pond, braked with their wings, too late, and skidded into its far bank. A piece of clownery that always made her laugh, but not today.